There are a lot of studies that show high consumption of sugary drinks is bad for your waistline and your health. But one study actually helped this drink company keep producing its product and expanding its market share at a time when similar brands disappeared. The reason why is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
World War II affected a lot of aspects of life on the home front. Kenny Horton says it changed the soda industry as well.
Sugar rations definitely had an effect on many, especially small-time bottlers. So you would have seen a very large reduction in soda manufacturers at that time. And then after the 1940s, you would have seen more bottlers pop up in other places with new drinks.
But the Dublin Bottling Works was able to continue producing Dr. Pepper during the war years.
We were able to get a patent that enabled us to continue bottling. The term drink a bite to eat at 10, 2, and 4. The fact that we were established as both a food and a drink gave us some extra abilities to be able to bottle whenever many others weren't able to.
Dr. Pepper was good for your health. A study by scientist Dr. Walter Eddy said so.
The Dr. Pepper Corporation approached him about doing a study on metabolism. And he found out that on a normal work day, between 10:30, 2:30, and 4:30, those were the three times when your energy level dropped because your blood sugar levels dropped. So if you have a pure cane sugar Dr. Pepper at 10, 2, and 4, 30 minutes before each of those three times, it would raise your blood sugar levels up enough to where you have the energy to get through the day and you work better through the day.
The 10, 2, and 4 campaign lasted for several decades.
Until basically the 1970s, whenever the big switch to corn syrup happened, but people pushed that for quite a few years.
The soda shop has unique items that show you the evolution of soda making and marketing. Traveling the countryside in Dublin, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.